Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, boy, do we ever. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right.
Hey, lover.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I was really productive today, I think, because of my guilt for yesterday.
Yes, a lot of we feasted yesterday. We got high, we saw Mad Max, and we ate way, way too much shit.
Oh, man, we had these, like, edible Jolly Rancher weed treats from California.
The edible sneak on me, too. They just never work the way they're supposed to. There's, like, a 10-hour delay or something to get through my system. I woke up today stoned. Had to go and record some VO. That's the second time with this campaign. I won't mention for what brand it's for, but
no, do not.
You got me high twice, so.
The first half of Mad Max absolutely terrified me. There was this Chobani commercial in the beginning, like, in the previews, and it was just, like, really hard-hitting. Like people on the beach, and I had a panic attack.
Yeah,
so I think that's when I peaked on the edibles.
You were sweating, and you were like looking at the screen very wide-eyed, and then it said Chobani.
But yeah. I was fine with everything exploding later, because that's what being high is.
That's what it is. Well, who do we have here with us today?
You know this comedic and musical madam. She heads up the indie rock band Tigers and Monkeys.
Yeah, she's a member of the comedy collective Variety Shack.
She co-hosts the We Don't Even Know live podcast variety show at the Hi-Fi Bar right here in New York City.
And she recently wrote a play, Bedbugs and Hot Pockets, which was selected for this year's Downtown Urban Theater Festival. Please welcome Miss Shanali Bome.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
wow. That's so professional, I have to say. I'm so impressed with just what you just did.
We wrote it down and everything.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I made this little note card template in InDesign.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
makes
pretty
things
sick.
Real easy.
I would have to say, and I'm not sure, Murph, because this is me, like, just I'm making an assumption, but
sure. Do
you think that because there's a woman on the other side of the table that you have these note cards with, like, colors and, you know.
Color coding?
Yeah. Did you do this?
No, I did not do this. Diana's
She's
really.
It's like women are just.
Visual
eye.
On point, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a slop factory, generally.
Right. My guy's very similar.
Diana
I like
is,
color coding.
Yes, you have a designer's
nerdy,
eye.
Sounds nerdy, but I think it's like from a designer perspective, not from a crazy organization.
Yes.
No. In either way, it's good.
And you're also
either way, it's baller.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
Thank
very
you.
Good with colors.
Thank
I think sometimes
you.
When I say like this is like a purple shoe that I want, you're like, that's not purple, it's green. And then I figure out colors.
Wait a minute. So, because my boyfriend, who is a painter, same way,
mm-hmm.
like really visual. Do you think like maybe we see do we see differently? We literally do.
Yes.
But you know, not just the male, female, like.
Well, no, the whole dress thing.
We literally see differently.
We see differently.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I
Our
read that.
Our perceptions are altered.
There's a link going around recently that was like, color blindness aside, just everyone who's on the normal can see the normal color spectrum.
Yeah.
The highest level of people could see like 88 colors on the same spectrum.
Yeah.
And the least people could see like 40 colors. So I think it's a differentiation between shades that like is a different
Tricks
color.
People.
Yeah.
No, but that some people just can't see the difference between.
And so what we're saying is you and Jasper, which is my counterpart,
mm-hmm.
can't see as many shades as we can. That's what I think.
I thought you were saying Jasper is the one that could see more.
No, he's a super visual person, but he'll like say colors. And that's not the color.
Yikes.
That is
That's
blue.
Rough for painting.
Yeah. And he's really good. It's so weird. It's so weird. I don't understand it. But maybe that helps. Like, you don't have to think as much. You don't have to think as hard.
Yeah, there aren't so many colors to choose
right.
from. You look over at that palette, you're not overwhelmed. You're
right.
just like,
no.
I got my five basics, my primaries.
I think we've discovered something and the scientific community needs to hear us right now.
What color would you say this is?
What color would I say this little beverage is? Well, I'll tell you, we like to wine and dine our guests. And Shanali asked for Makers and Gingers. This is a golden brown is what I would say.
I think you're right.
Golden brown?
Mm-hmm.
And this drink has, like, you know how I'm certain everyone just gets tired of a drink? This has been about 6 years going.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Yeah, I've not gotten tired yet.
Yeah.
It's a long reign.
Right?
I think it's because ginger ale gives, over club soda, gives a little bit of those bubbles, but a little sweetness as well.
Sweet, and that's what I like.
But not fun. Too
not
sweet.
Not too sweet.
Yes.
No, don't get too sweet.
I would call this a warm taupe.
A warm, see, you know, you've got 185 colors.
Shanali's dying.
I thought I got fancy with golden brown. Golden brown.
Oh, my God. I love that she used the word taupe.
Yeah.
You know, I often think in the word, in terms of the colors of the Crayola crayon box, the 64
mm-hmm.
color box,
Ooh, big boy.
So that's like,
That is the big boy
taupe,
color.
Taupe is I think one of them. I see, when you say that, that's what I think.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
Makes Wait, so sense. How many Crayola, what was the biggest?
I think it was 64.
64 was the biggest one. Or
if it's twice that, 128.
There might be like a big boy, but I think that's just including neons and pastels. Yeah. It's not like a basic color spectrum.
I still have the one box. I was super anal as a kid and would not break them and sharpen them and
Oh, the box
that,
with the sharpener in it?
Yeah. And I kept that box. That one's still at my mom and dad now. And then I've had another box, just so everybody knows. Like, I keep the drink for 5 years. I kept this box of Crayola crayons. Now it's been 10 years.
Wow.
And I use them. Sometimes I make posters.
Just a tiny little bit, though, because you'd run out if you use them every day for 10 years.
I don't let anyone else use them. You're right. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I just hold
mine
on.
Mine are all, like, broken.
Yeah, mine are not.
That's cool.
I don't know why.
Taking care
you
of
you in this round. So you're not single looking to mingle. You mentioned a
I'm
lover.
Not.
Jasper, which is a great name.
Jasper. And that was a big part. That's a big reason that we hooked up in the first place because the name was just like.
Well, you both have great names.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's like
Thank
the opposite you. Of like Bill and.
Yeah. Bill and
Susan
Hillary.
Or...
Yeah. Those boring ass Clinton names.
But it is strange. Like you guys have great names, right? But. When I saw him from afar, I literally was like, I want to meet him. It was that thing, that moment. Where I was like, I want to meet this person. And then a friend of a friend happened to know him, and they said his name was Jasper. And it was like, ding, ding, ding. You know, what is that? Why is a name?
What is your association associations with Jasper? Do you have any personal associations, or is it all just?
At the time, I had thought I had never met him before. I was, you know, at a party. And my mindset was, it's time to meet a nice guy. I had, for the first time in my life, been dating. I'd always had a boyfriend. I grew up in the South. I lived in Atlanta. And we meet someone, they become your boyfriend. Mm. So I actually came to New York and I had this mission to date. And I had a great time. I have a great time. I was, you know, like my ethnicity is Indian. And so most of my friends grew up with really strict parents and they didn't date. And
right.
You sort of hid the fact that you dated, and so to come here and be all a baller, it was nice to feel empowered, and you know. But then I came to him, I was like, I want to meet a nice guy. When I met him, he said, I have met you 8 years ago in Atlanta, and I met you 6 years ago here at a comedy show in New York. I tell him that I remember those. I remember. He to this day is like, you have no idea.
Yeah.
But I do sort of remember that.
Right.
The paths crossed.
The paths before. Crossed before. Hmm. But it was someone at the moment, I had no idea who he was. I just.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you what you felt like the differences were between dating in the South and dating in New York, but it sounds like you didn't get to date much in the South.
No, but that is what dating's like in the South.
Long-term
just being in a relationship.
Yeah. And there are a few. I actually have a friend here. There are a few women. Men, I guess, dated, but I didn't really know about it because they always had a few women that did date, and you were considered a slut, you know? And, like, and I now understand that that's can be a good thing. It's a great thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, at the time, I was like, oh, she, you know, she's sleeping around. That's so crazy.
That is complete insanity.
Yeah. It is insane.
Because also, you're not sleeping with yourself. You're sleeping with other...
Exactly.
If you're a straight woman, you're sleeping with men. And it's like, well, let's
it's
not talk so about the men.
It's so bizarre. Like, oh, and it is... Just the women. So bizarre to change to
blossom.
To become a butterfly and be an older person and figure that out.
It's being old, you're like, oh, who cares? Yeah, but when you're young, you're trying to be a
what is that?
Stand up Southern citizen.
Yeah,
Virgin Southern Belle.
Yeah, what is that?
Pure. The purity is very bizarre.
And I am Indian. My parents are from India. They were like, do what you want to do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Good for them.
Yeah, but I did just still date like rock and roll guys, and I don't know. I was.
That is pretty slutty.
Yeah, right? It was like already a world that was slutty without being a slut.
Yeah. Just mixing it up with the musicians.
No. Stoner.
I kid.
It's true. What about, where are you
Diana's
guys from?
Name, Diana's from Portland, Oregon.
That's true.
Oh, Jasper's from Portland. Forest Grove.
For the listeners, I just threw up the west side.
You just threw up the west side sign. I'm from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. No sign for that. Garbage town.
You don't have a little sign?
We don't have a little sign.
I grew up in Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas.
Yes. So my parents are still there. So I've feel like I'm a Nashvillian, mm-hmm. which I don't know.
I've never been. You said you had a really good time in Nashville.
I went for my bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Which was just me and a couple other people, and we were just really drunk, but it was great.
It's fun.
Yeah. We did it. We got in a karaoke cab mm-hmm. by accident, which was a wonderful experience. We did some honky-tonk stuff. We went to some bar that I forget what it's called, but it has a bowling alley in the back. Do you know what that is?
Oh, my God. You're teaching me something. I have not been there.
Reese Witherspoon was there.
Really?
And I went up to her, and I had a dick headband on. This is not my speed either. We were, like, doing it ironically, which I now see is not a real thing. And I was like, Reese, I love you, and made her take a photo with me.
She did it.
Yeah, she was the sweetest.
Awesome.
Anyway, yeah. I had a great time in Nashville.
Nashville's a great place. I still, you know, there's so many stereotypes about the South. Some of them are very true. But Nashville is a super place. Atlanta, I was there for a long time. They're both cities.
Yeah.
Both great music towns, though.
Great music mm-hmm. towns. Scenes, good musicians, bands come to play. Mm-hmm. That and food. Good food.
Southern the food was great.
Food is really good.
I love that Fat Boy Southern food.
Yeah.
We went to New Orleans. We really lived it up there with the foods.
I love New Orleans. Yeah. I just went
that's
to.
Good food.
Did you guys go to Jazz Fest or? Like a few weeks
no,
ago.
We've been a couple times for just weddings. And then, I went for my 30th birthday.
Yeah.
I did a comedy show with no shoes and no bra.
That's
how you do a New Orleans comedy show.
Fantastic.
I was like, hello, everyone. I'm 100 years old.
Like, if I'm not going to put shoes on my feet, I'm not going to put shoes on my tits. Let me do a show.
Did you have to announce that or could people tell?
I think they could just, I was just flopping around.
Yes.
I would have been too. Right there with you. That sounds fun. I do love New Orleans. So, you know, that's my, I'm a cheerleader for the South, Eastern United States.
The hell with the Southwest.
Good, because yeah. they need some cheerleaders, I think. That's
they do.
Good.
They do.
I am.
Well, let's slip on over to Sexy Science, huh?
No.
What do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines and discuss matters of the hearts and parts.
Aww. We sure do. This one we tore right out of Jezebel.com. The title of this one's Indonesia Still Using Humiliating Virginity Tests on Female Soldiers.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. Jerry Bob.
Well, this is horrifying.
That's nice.
That's how you blast into this dark topic.
Felt good about that. We need a little calm like before the storm. This is horrifying. Basically, human rights groups are telling Indonesia to stop using the practice of virginity tests for female military recruits. The test is a two-finger test to check for the intactness of female recruits' hymens.
Yeah. An Indonesian military official told The Guardian that the practice was necessary to weed out, quote, naughty women. And Human Rights Watch says it amounts to torture. So, yeah. Oh,
they're like, you can't be in the military. You can't get shot in the face for your country unless you have an intact hymen.
This goes back to what we were actually just talking about with the South. And it's like, if you have too much sex, you're a slut.
Well, right?
A little more intense than that.
A little more intense.
Doing a straight-up virginity check.
No, but it's like a purity situation.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I mean, anytime I think about it, I mean, if we really start thinking, this is a very dark topic.
Yeah.
And genital mutilation, I'm bringing up like really horrible
Definitely.
Topics. That
we love
but
it.
And the reality is like you could start out, you know, at this horrifying level and it just keeps going in terms of the fact that women are not considered like, not just peers to men, but like humans.
Subhuman.
Yeah. Can you imagine if to fight in an army, a man had to have his like dick groped and like pulled and yanked and like Q-tips stuck up it?
Mm.
It's a great
I just
excuse.
Thought about Q-tips.
It is a great excuse to get out of fighting a war, though.
Yeah. You know what's weird
right,
is that
maybe
that
oh, I didn't go to Nam. I actually wasn't a virgin.
Yeah.
Everyone's having sex as much as possible so they can't go to war.
Yeah.
That sounds, you know? Yeah, love over war. It's a strange thing where they, I guess maybe they feel, and not, of course, not all sex needs to be love, but it's still all sex, I would argue, is still more lovely than shooting people.
Yeah.
Like it's a weird thing where you're like, you can't have had sex to go to war. Because what does that make
yeah, but
you...
also people
we
are
lesser.
I don't even know why that would negatively affect.
Going...
I think it's just a power play. It seems like a power play to say if a woman wants to serve the country and it seems like a very valiant thing to do, the men have another way to be like, no, 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 we can hold you out if you've had sex.
Here's a little insight. A spokesman for the Indonesian army said, we need to examine the mentality of these applicants. If they are no longer virgins, if they are naughty, it means their mentality is not good. So they're like, think they're crazy.
What? If they are naughty.
But they would rape them all if they had a chance. Like,
the subtext.
Part.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that they're the first, I guess, is the idea.
Right.
When they do probably rape them as they go.
Also, a lot of people don't have hymens.
Yeah, what is the science behind this? The two-finger test?
This is
test?
The part that I don't get. Like, I mean, I don't get the science behind any of it. What do we do about this? Do we
just...
Do we cry, or do we just talk shit
on a podcast about Indonesia?
Yeah.
Military tactics?
We don't fight Indonesia. I refuse to fight Indonesia in war, personally.
I had a friend today, and this is not the same level of... I'm just thinking about what women deal with in terms of... Called naughty. My friend has told me, and she's from an African country, and I'm not certain exactly which one, that her mom called her... niece a slut for having nail polish on. Like, just the idea that you're a whore because you were. But now her mom gets pedicures. So things change. Yeah. So perhaps these people could change. I don't know.
Yo, guys,
we could do something about that.
Take these military leaders from Indonesia out for mani pedis. Let's fucking get them on the page.
That's what you got to do.
Yes.
Like, teach them a little about cosmetics and everything.
Yes. The two-finger test just really...
That's a special one, isn't
sends it? Chills down my spine. Yeah. It's just, like, horrific.
It's also just hardly accurate. I mean, what kind of... You had two different... You have different guys, different size fingers. There's nothing scientific about that
No,
test.
I think it's, like,
it's
your body belongs
to It's a way to strip people
to
down and... Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Have you all... everybody, I assume, imagines having two fingers... Like, being... at the airport and having to go through and have someone
the cavity search. Yeah.
Thank you. The word cavity is what I was looking for. And I feel like I've envisioned this before, not due to me being trying to seem like a virgin, but
right.
It seems like the worst violation ever to happen.
Really
yeah,
is,
I mean,
yeah.
The fact that I have to take my shoes off is already like, yes, a little bit
it is.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
So if there was a two-finger situation at JFK, I'd probably just roll away on a boat.
And then, you know, and then when we go through the little turnstile, whatever it's called, we get x-rayed, right? So isn't that like they can see us?
Yeah.
You guys have already talked about this, I'm
just,
sure.
No, we haven't. Like, I just shaved my bush into a little heart.
Yeah. Give them
a
little something
great,
to
I
talk
would be
about.
Like, do not fuck with me.
Yeah,
exactly. Like thug life on your tattooed on your stomach. I just don't, that part I don't really care about. I understand about violations of privacy and I'm all for privacy, but I'm just like, I think I'm just too old.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't
how
care
much can
if somebody
I do?
Sees yeah. my body.
I'm
like,
with you.
Unless fingers are involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm
look,
I'm
but
bored.
Don't touch.
Touch, but don't taste. Yeah.
Woo.
All right. Well, we can with that about as as light as we could have into the darkness there.
Sorry, it's so hot.
Oh,
in
no,
here.
I'm good.
We forgot to warn you.
Yes.
I got my summer dress on.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Well, let's. Some people come up to us on the street. They want to know things. They want some advice, some help. So, Shanali, feel free to jump here and help us out during Listener Love. Haas.
Listen, a mailbag.
Who do we have? Right. Our first question comes to us from at Wyatt the Sky Blue via our Twitter at Minaj Radio. Wyatt wonders to us, I get a boner when I eat chocolate. What the hell?
What the hell is the question?
We get a lot of these like
Twitter. Is
we're
good
not doctors.
For those. No.
We don't know.
I mean, it seems obvious. Like you like chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You're aroused by chocolate.
Yeah. Like live it up.
Yes.
Freaking do it up. Eat as much chocolate.
It's a victimless crime,
right?
Yes.
How much pleasure can I mean? I get a lot of pleasure out of eating chocolate. Mm-hmm. If I could have an orgasm at the same time, I got a Hershey's commercial first time ever. And the reason I think I was selected is that I acted like I could have
got
an orgasm. So people really appreciate it. And
yes.
So what's his name? Wyatt.
Wyatt,
live it up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Enjoy it.
Be proud.
Some people, it's really hard to get off. If you can just nibble on a fucking Snickers, you're in good shape, Wyatt.
But I guess you like go to like a I don't like a baby shower, and there's like a chocolate fountain, and then you're
oh
just,
boy.
I'm just trying to think of terrible situations.
Like the worst situation possible.
Yeah, where you get a bone.
Yeah.
Trick or treating with kids.
Yeah, the Halloween's a tough
time. Trick or treating. Gotta
watch
yourself. Stay indoors at the end of October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Easter's not good for you.
No,
Christmas is not good.
Yeah.
A warm cup of hot chocolate in the winter is probably a little more cozy than everyone's comfortable with.
Hanukkah, you have the chocolate coins. I guess this guy just should live in a cave.
Well, or go to the Wonka factory and just fucking go for it. Just wild out.
Jizz till you
Augustus
die.
Augustus Gloop sticking his junk in the
Have you guys
stream.
Talked to each other? I love that you have this show together because you're a couple. But have you guys talked to each other about the thing that freaked you out the most about yourself that caused you to like be aroused? I always feel like that's the...
That's the thing that you want to lay out on the table.
Yeah, and I'm certain I've not done that with my.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not
know.
Married yet.
Like the
so
darkest
things
thing.
Change. Well, yeah, maybe the things is most surprising to you that has like you're like I am aroused by this strange item.
I would love to figure out something good.
The tree,
good answer.
The animated tree, but that's a
oh the animated tree
thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
On there's the last unicorn. You know this movie.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Old,
yeah.
America did the soundtrack, I believe. It's an old cartoon, and there's a tree in the cartoon that comes to life, and she's kind of a busty older lass, and her knots in the tree turn into breasts, and I don't know. That's something I've been very aroused by.
I like that.
I think we have talked about this, because I had the same thing with Robin Hood with the foxes, and you're
uh-huh.
like, that's
yes.
weird. But when you're a kid, you're like, oh, that's like a cool
yeah.
guy. But you're like, that guy's an animal.
He's got a fox.
An animated animal.
See, now yeah. you guys are bringing. Okay, so I think there is a character that I've told some friends about. The character is a real life squirrel who was taunting me in the park and literally like hawked a loogie. I remember so vividly, and there was something about his attitude that was attractive. I would say, that was like, there was something.
He was a sexy squirrel.
Like, that
badass.
Was like, like, you know, just like
sassy,
little spunky guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't scared to come up and tell me, like, well, what's up? And there's something about that. And I never leave. This is like an 8-year-old dream that I see it so vividly.
Yeah.
So mine might be that.
You know what?
This is a safe space, but that's really gross.
I was in the same squirrel sex squirrel vein. I felt something. I can't say it was entirely sexual, but do you remember the albino squirrel we saw?
Ooh.
The
oh,
rare
yes.
white squirrel.
I've
in Prospect
heard about
Park.
That squirrel.
This
it's in Prospect
bright
Park.
White squirrel just sprinting across the lawn. There was something that was so
you
gorgeous
saw it.
About it. Yeah,
magical.
It was magical
because it was pure.
It was pure.
Don't give that squirrel the 2-finger test.
No, that squirrel has never been sexed.
Poor squirrel.
I think they would banish squirrels, would be like, no, this thing's weird. It's white. Get it out of here. Well, there's your advice.
I love the bell.
We're helping so many people.
All right. Our second question is from Tamara in Boston via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Tamara asks, my fiancé wants to get ring tattoos instead of gold bands. Is that too 90s trashy?
Well, yes. The fact that you're even floating that means you must think
so. Exactly.
I don't know. What is this, like a Pamela, Tommy Lee? I remember. I guess that's...
Yeah, they did that.
That's
I
the
know
famous
a couple,
bands.
They're still together. It's been 10 years.
Well, you have
together.
To stay together after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a tattoo removal. Gee.
I mean, it seems cheaper than a ring if finances are something you're dealing with, then, mm-hmm. you know, I guess that's an alternative.
Yeah. And if you want to, I mean, if you clearly, it sounds like you don't want to do it. So I wouldn't do something you don't want to do. But if you both want to do it, then fuck it.
Yeah.
Own it. If you
whatever
like
you want.
I think what's funny about it is that people think that there's some kind of permanence to that, but it's like we're all just like fleeting nothings and we're all just going to die.
Yeah. These bodies are barely worth their salt for 72
years.
But
you know,
years?
They're
Come
like,
on.
A tattoo is forever. And you're like, no, it's not.
No.
Is. So is divorce.
Yes.
Exactly. And
well,
you know what?
You can remarry.
You can actually remove tattoos now. That's another thing.
If
like,
part of the divorce
not...
papers included tattoo removal, that would be tremendous.
Yeah. If you're trying to make a statement, you could also reconsider because you can take them off for like almost nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be like, do whatever you want. It's cool. But my instinct on this one is like,
stick with
no.
the ring.
Yeah, just no.
Just
and,
no. Just
and
no.
Buy a cheap ring. You know, if that's literally money's
something that means something to you. A cool, cheap ring.
Yeah, Exactly.
Yeah, or like get matching like tramp stamps.
Yes.
But don't tattoo your hands.
Mm. What did you guys do?
I got a ring and Murph refuses to wear one.
I don't like a ring. I don't
My
really
dad
like
doesn't
rings.
Wear a ring.
I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I you never... want to keep your options open.
I think that's
Get the hell out of here with that.
I'm telling that's you guys, I am so I don't even know. I'm serious. All I know is that my middle, like, I don't know what ring fingers mean. Like, what finger is supposed to be the engagement.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll
Does
random.
Does it switch for marriage? Well,
yeah. There's, like, one is engagement. And
this
one
is.
People
oh,
think this is really.
I didn't know that.
Stupid,
I thought it was. This was the whole, I thought this was the main event. The left.
Is it? The left. But this doesn't this mean I'm engaged, right? Is that?
Oh, I fucked up then.
See, I don't even know.
I don't know either.
See, you're telling me. I have no idea. And people will ask, you know, come up to me and act like I'm making a statement because I put my rings on whatever
That's,
random thing.
All I know for sure is that if a dude has a pinky ring on, he has cocaine. That's the one thing I know for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But other than that, I don't know what fingers and what rings mean what.
You know what's really weird and antiquated and sad? A weird guy was being gross with me recently on the subway and I actually put my hand out and tried to make it like obvious that I had a ring on. And I would never do that kind of like, I hate all that. I'm like, why do I even wear one?
Yeah.
But I was like, if it's just really obvious that like I'm not single and looking to mingle, maybe he'll leave me alone.
Did it work?
But that's such a weird set. I don't think he saw it.
I mean, exactly. I think if like the creepier you are, the more you wouldn't care. But I have had it work. Without trying.
Right.
Like, oh, she's taken. And I'm, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, without being taken.
Right.
But I would the converse is that I wouldn't even, I don't notice men's rings.
Yeah.
And friends will come up to me like, oh, did you see so-and-so was married? I'm like, No, I don't notice.
Yeah.
I don't notice.
I never notice that either.
Yeah.
People do say that.
You look at guys, too. Women look at guys' rings. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's a thing you start doing at a certain point if you're a certain kind of person. Goodbye.
Let's leave it at that. So there's your 90s too trashy. Who's our last?
Well, Patricia Jean in Savannah, Georgia emailed us at menageatrois.radio@gmail. Patty J says... Last week, y'all said you were going to sing Under Pressure a cappella, but you didn't. You better do it.
Haas puts on a little Savannah, Georgia accent at the end of
it. That was a good accent.
Should we do a little of it?
Just a taste?
Will you bear with us? We're going to do a tiny bit of a cappella.
I'll maybe, yeah, you guys
join
in.
You can join in, please.
I'll
You're
do a
musician.
Beat if you guys, you know.
Umbababe, umbababe, biroero, that's okay.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you.
No man ask for. Under pressure burns a building down, splits a family in two,
puts people on streets.
Umbababe.
This is so good.
Umbababe.
He's really good.
Yeah, that's okay.
The terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends saying, let me out.
It's because tomorrow gets me high. All right, that's Zadika.
Oh, my God, it's so
much
good. More.
Oh, my.
Everybody's into Freddie Mercury, but I've I watched Queen documentary a few weeks ago, and then I just started watching old Freddie Mercury. There's a Freddie Mercury biopic, too, that's good. Anyway, obsessed.
Who plays Freddie?
This is like another country's first. It's like a really weird.
I can't wait to watch it.
You see it on YouTube. But I watched Dave Bowie and Freddie Mercury sing that.
Powerful.
Like, yeah,
duo. Powerful duo.
Woo! Man, rock stars like that.
Just dropping the panties.
Just scatting in a fucking rock song.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are?
You're fucking Freddie Mercury.
It's amazing.
Only Freddie Mercury can pull that off.
That's right. Oh.
Oh.
Thank you. That was really good, Murph.
I try to hit those high notes.
Because you could have been offensive. Like,
Thank you.
That's not the most. Diane, you're really good.
It's really hard to be Bowie. I got the lame part,
I know.
Guys.
You have the nuance of Bowie. I get to just be like,
it was
No, we're going to switch, though, at our next performance.
I know. I'll give you
so
my mustache
happy you did
for
it.
The night. And my chest hair.
That just made my whole night. That was
excellent.
So good.
We aim to please. Well, we answered some great questions from our listeners. I think we helped a lot of people today. Now we have some questions for you.
Oh, okay.
My lady.
Chanel,
hey.
We have some questions for
I
you.
I love it.
There are six rapid-fire sex questions.
Oh, okay.
So answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Starting now.
Okay.
Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000 sexual partners.
Shanali, what's the sexiest animal?
A squirrel.
We already knew that.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
John Stamos. Terrible.
Ooh, what's the best song to have sex to?
Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Yeah.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Ooh, bed.
And what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
A big penis.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's been six sections with Shanali Bowman. Nice.
That was very
good
nice.
About
some
these.
Follow-ups.
I don't think I made up any answers. Like
no,
those were really
they
real
felt from
deal.
The gut.
Yeah.
No,
I love big.
Was straight up.
And then a hesitation when you said big, I thought.
Yeah, the
there was
celebrity
a
crush was just, I just don't, I'm not into celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm into them because of the horrible stuff.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, give me the hot goss. But
right?
As far as having a crush on a celebrity, I think the weird thing is people.
I meet them all and they're just not.
They're
I met,
not as
what's
cool,
his name? John Hamm. You guys have met John Hamm, right?
No.
I hung out like.
Now we feel lame because it's like, yo, we've all met John Hamm, am I right?
Oh, man.
Son of a gun. No, he's around. Yeah, I've seen him doing that monologues at Ascot.
He's so into comedy.
And he's fucking great.
He's fine. Yeah, he's
and talk about big penis.
Right.
I mean, that's what's floating around the internet.
But there's not, like, you hang out and you're like, oh, it's just. A dude, you know, a dude.
Yep. Yeah, just another dude.
I think I literally said to him, you know, he was pretty intoxicated at the time. I said something to the effect like, oh, you're sort of like a frat guy. Because he was sort of like being really rude to his friends. And I just felt like.
A little bro-y.
Yeah. And then you find out he was. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw that. That's like recent.
Oh, that he
come
was
out,
a frat?
Frat guy. And then he did, who knows, but. It's come out that he did some crazy hazing to some people at church.
Oh, my God. And that never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
You know, no, you don't, because if you put them, they force you to put them on the goddamn pedestal.
Yeah.
And then you do, and then you're disappointed every time.
And he's like, whoops, I was a normal person.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, you know? He's
a
good looking guy.
Hazing, but
good
looking.
Smart,
like,
funny, big, thick cock. I mean.
And still. There's just, I mean, I'm, you know, he's taken, but it's just.
Well,
like,
he's also too plastic looking for me.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know, he is very handsome, but I'm like, great, you're tall and good looking. You have a huge dick and you're talented. Like, I'm so bored.
Right. See, that's it. You're absolutely right.
I liked that you said, ooh, bed.
Isn't that funny? It always, I've tried all these other locations. I'm like, can we
Can't
just go to the bed?
You're not going to meet the bed.
You have the
meet
most.
The bed, beat the bed.
You won't meet the bed or beat the bed.
Even start out in the shower, like, then like 5 minutes, like, can we just go to the bed?
The most
I'll dry
versatility.
Off, you dry off,
in the bed.
Just.
Stamos is handsome, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I grew up with
right?
kind of a just crush on Stamos.
Uncle
of being
Jesse.
Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The Rippers didn't hurt.
No, they didn't. I mean, they didn't help much either, but they
I definitely know I won't meet him. He's sort of maintained seeming like fun and cool, but I think that's.
He cheated on his wife.
That's, yeah.
He did.
I think that's his, like.
Claim
that
to defame.
I had an era where it was Owen Wilson. There was an era. Like, Owen. I loved the broken nose.
Oh, fucked up noses, weird, just like fucked up, like one eye. Give it to me.
I would go out of my way to try to find out if he was coming. And serious, you're right. It's like he looks sort of mangled in many ways.
Yeah.
And it was super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was then his stripper era and all that stuff. And it was like, oh, I'm not into it anymore.
Oh, right.
So,
not to brag, but, this guy took some photos of Murph and me, and in one of the photos, I look like Owen Wilson. And that is true.
Not to brag. No, you are.
I
want to
see that.
Exactly.
She looks like, super hot.
Because I have kind of a crooked nose, but I had glasses on that accentuated it, and I had bleach blonde hair at the time, and I was like.
Yeah.
The listeners can't see that terrible face I made, but I was Owen Wilson.
And you probably had people hitting on you.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Chicks could not get enough.
Loved you in Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
Oh.
And have you guys ever had sex in a hot tub?
I think. Yeah. But water's hard for me because I can't get the friction that I need. You're just bouncing all over the fucking place.
We fiddled around. We didn't have full-on sex, but when we were in the hot springs, the natural hot springs, when we went on our vacation to
Costa Rica.
We did these natural hot springs, but there were a lot of other people. It was a tourist thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we were the fucking...
We were, like, jerking each other off next to a family.
Oh, my
yeah. Because we're like, it's nighttime.
I'm not proud of
we're
it.
We're in a fucking pool. And the guy gave us this weird jungle juice. He just opened up a thing, and he was like, here's some, like, booze drink I bring on with all my... And he was a good guy. So he gave us some booze, and we went into the hot springs, and we're like, we looked around, like, well, there's some...
We're in the
Families
shadow
around.
Of a yeah. volcano.
Oh, that's
it was
nice.
Sexy enough, but there were a lot of people, and we didn't end up really.
I didn't
finishing.
Finish.
Nah.
I got. I mean,
just
sometimes
fiddling is nice. Sometimes
can't help but think too hard too. Like you know, you get lost in a moment, and then all of a sudden you come back. And but there was a story about a woman that was stuck. You guys heard this, right?
Mm-mm.
And like in the ocean, and the suction from, and she couldn't get. Out of her man, they were stuck together because somehow the suction. And I have felt a little of that. So I've like,
yeah,
I remember this when we went to Greece and I was like, nobody around. And I remember thinking like within that moment, like, this is awesome. What if we get stuck? What if we get stuck?
What about the
and
lady?
And then you're just like, I can feel I'm getting stuck. And so these people were stuck for hours and had to get help.
Well, yikes.
They had to call for help from the ocean.
So he's walking.
Oh, my.
I'm not making it up, guys.
So it is this. There might be some sort of suction situation.
Yeah, it could happen. And I think it really hurt him. Like, he was really in bad shape when it all ended, you know?
Yeah.
And that lifeguard was just...
He had a story for the ages.
He did. You know, there's weightlessness. I think the allure of it is you can kind of do tricks in the water. You know, you can kind of do things that, since you're kind of just floating, that you couldn't do otherwise unless you're a very fit person.
So Jasper needs to talk to you. I don't know about this. The tricks.
The trick. Well, I just mean like a...
I don't know about the tricks.
Even just if it feels like you're... Let's say your feet are on the floor of the pool.
Yeah.
And we're talking like above ground pools. Classy. We're out of the ocean in Greece and we're into an above ground pool in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Suburbs.
And if you could stand and feel like you're supporting someone, you know, we've all fucking been seduced by it in the young age with the pornos of these gymnastics moves.
Oh, yeah.
Like of like, oh, you're holding someone up. I don't have.
But if you're trying to get a grip
agility.
And like really ride it, you can't because of the weightlessness. You're just like, and I'm going up and I'm going down. Like that's not,
you're right.
It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
There's
so
also this
we go
fish.
Back to the bed.
The bed is where it's at.
Yeah.
But just quickly about the suction thing in the ocean, there's this fish that swim into people's dicks.
Yes.
Never forget.
They're little toothies. They're little toothies.
Inside?
Yes.
It's a tiny fish that loves to swim
it's like a piranha,
up dude's dicks.
A tiny piranha.
And the other thing is, like, we as women have a much bigger cavity.
Gaping.
Doesn't interest
gaping
them.
Hole.
It doesn't interest them at all.
Of course, they go to the guys.
Yep.
Well, that's
those
nice.
Little
you guys need to deal with something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
If the worst of your problems is just a couple of fish swimming up your dick,
yeah.
You are. That's male privilege.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Well, men and privilege go together well, and so do these people in our PC Spotlight.
PC Spotlight, our power couple of the week.
You know them, essential respiration organs used for breathing.
And you know them, battery-operated vaporizing devices used for stealthily smoking weed.
We're talking human lungs.
And vape pens. Vapors.
Now, power couples.
Oh.
The lungs, the human lungs and the vapes.
Oh, man. Can't get enough.
Can't get enough. My old lungs just can't handle really.
The vapes?
No, I like the vapes. I like them better than like a bowl or a bong.
You prefer vapor to smoke, essentially.
Yes, for sure.
Easier on the old lungs.
It is easier on the old lungs.
I feel like we're just talking about weed a lot today.
We did talk about weed earlier, didn't we?
We did so much weed yesterday.
Well, you know.
We did a lot of weed.
Well, we did. I can say that, and I even smoked it, because we did it in every which way.
We did.
I, like, put a weed pill up
our
my
dear friend
ass.
From San Francisco is visits
San
us. And we visit him when we're over there. He's a very good friend
That's
of
like
ours.
It's like a different beast.
It is a different beast.
Thing.
They got this shit that you...
People
I'm old school,
minds.
I guess. I feel like this kind of, these different ways to consume. It's my body's trying to catch up.
Yeah.
They're like weed
and
popcorn.
They are pros.
Oh yeah,
like, it's
the
like
best weed. It's like just the THC content in some of this. I'm just like, what in the fucking world am I getting myself into here?
It's so different.
Yeah, different strains will give you different kinds of highs. You'll be watching a Chia Bonnie commercial and you'll just melt inside.
I
What strain is that?
I had a breakdown. I started violently twitching. I think I had like a mini seizure, but I was like, be cool, be normal, because we were in the handicap aisle so everyone could see us because we got to the movie late.
The vape doesn't stink as much either. We're walking down the street after Shake Shack just smoking a fucking vape on the road, you know? And it's not, you know,
no
it's
one
not
even cared.
New York, but no one cares.
No one cares.
Vape
no.
life.
It's a new shirt.
Yeah. We try to fight it, but it's real. We got a really cool apparatus for our wedding from our friend Joe that you smoke weed wax out of, but we just don't know how to buy the wax. So we haven't used it yet.
I know. In New York, it's like you got to buy, but there apparently there are a couple wax people around. Houses not
in
this.
See, I'd never heard of that.
I know.
There's some delivery services, like the one I was using, that had wax.
Really?
I also know how you can make it yourself too,
but it's tough to make it. I've heard you can chemically, you can almost start a fire.
Yeah, you could definitely light your apartment on fire.
It's not as intense as meth, but I think there's a chemical.
Crowdsource.
Tweet
at us, Menage Radio.
Wax.
Emails, menageatois.radio@gmail.com. Where do we get the weed wax?
Yo, weed wax.
We got a question for you. Where's that weed at? That wax.
Weed whacker.
What are we at?
Get that weed whacker, weed wax.
Your wedding. I'm sorry. May I ask you your wedding? Was it a traditional wedding or what was it?
I would not say it was traditional.
No, it wasn't too
wedding.
Traditional. We did the only traditional thing I think we did was we had our folks there and kind of walked
us down the shuffleboard court.
Yeah, we got married at a shuffleboard court.
Whoa.
Friends were opening a place in Brooklyn.
Oh,
Royal Palm Shuffleboard
Club.
Yeah,
I've been there. Yep,
it's fucking great.
It's beautiful.
So right when they opened the opening weekend, we signed on with them to do the wedding, and it was great. And it was just like food truck, a grilled cheese truck, and a bunch of booze.
Cool.
And
recently, someone was like, "Oh, did you get the food truck to save money?" And I was like, "No, we got it because sit down fucking meals are the worst."
Yeah, no one wants to have.
But then
to
I
be
felt
told
really bad
and
judgmental to say that, so I was like, "We po."
Yeah, that's what you
which
did.
Which we also are poor, but.
That was not a choice. It was
table.
More just like, let people eat when they want to eat.
Was there any, like, okay, so I'm considering, we're considering this,
mm-hmm.
getting married.
Oh.
I always, like, ask friends. I've gotten so, you know, usually everybody that's married is like, yeah, you got to do it. I've gotten all mixed reviews. Two things. You guys were just overcome with emotion and you were like, we got to be together. Like, what was the deciding factor besides loving each other?
Well,
you had a kid.
I think, yeah, he's under the table.
He's no longer with us.
He's Haas. We've raised him. He grew up quick, and now he's producing
our
podcast.
Look at me, I'm full grown.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Love child. I wish I could say I was proud.
His mom is tough on him, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
He's a little rascal.
Well, Murph proposed on a TV show.
Yes.
Public Access called The Chris Gethard Show.
Oh, really?
Yes, proposed on The Gethard Show. There was a first times episode, and I had never proposed to anyone, and I wanted to spend the rest of my life with Diana, and I didn't know that I felt like the classical, I don't know, I guess I was a little more old-fashioned in that way than I thought I was.
Yeah.
To be like, yeah, let's do the whole,
let's do it.
I got down on my knee and did it, which is like an old, very old-fashioned thing.
That's great.
That was great.
And
yeah.
Gethard met. We met in Gethard's class here at UCB.
Oh,
he married us too.
And then
we
he
did.
Married us.
And Murph married Gethard and his wife Helen.
We swapped. We did a marriage swap. Both.
Who the fuck
reverend.
Do I get?
Were
to
you
marry?
Expecting that, or you know, were you like, oh yeah, of course I knew.
No,
you.
No, I knew we'd be together forever, but
same.
I didn't.
No, didn't know
I didn't know we'd get married. Yeah, yeah. But it was really fun, and I think our families were into it. It's like a great excuse to throw a big party.
Yes.
We have friends come in from like. All over the world, and you can't really ask that any other time.
That's a major plus.
It was a really fun party for the weekend.
Yeah, it's like a whole weekend.
Yeah,
party.
We did the whole weekend thing for people coming out of town.
There's a blizzard. Everyone almost died.
Yeah, people barely got here.
nice timing.
People were like, "I'm trapped in an airport in the middle of the country," and we're like, "Love you.
We're getting married."
Did you guys cry?
I did. I didn't expect to. Diana. Oh,
no,
I love hearing when the guys cry. Murph, that's awesome.
I did it a little bit because I was not expecting to. I wasn't even expecting
to
be
that
emotional.
Well, my vows were really good, so you teared up a little bit.
Your vows were sick.
But I didn't cry because we hadn't slept in like 2 weeks,
yeah.
So we had to take all this Adderall to get through the wedding.
Yeah.
Weddings are like stressful, you know, even ours, which wasn't supposed to be that stressful, but it's just a lot. It's a lot of people and everything.
Yeah, your man.
So I just was like on a fucking war path to get through
it. You were amphetamines and some
I don't mean I wasn't
some,
deeply moved by our love, but it was just like this like,
yeah.
I love the idea that she's like, yeah, just had to power through, get through it.
It wasn't
He's
like I
like
wasn't
in tears.
Moved.
Your vows were great too. I just just was like a cold as ice.
Also, I had to read them off the iPhone. I thought it was one of those things where the same thing when I proposed, I was like, oh, yeah, fucking perform. I can, you know, do this thing. But then I got really nervous for the proposal, and then I got really nervous during the wedding ceremony where I thought, like, I will just know these vows. And then I just was holding my iPhone.
Oh,
like,
I read off my phone, too.
Have.
You did?
My whole brain
just went, you guys, that's so funny. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah,
in the wedding photo when we're kissing, we're both grasping the microphone we had used. And everyone was like, yep, look at these two.
We did
it. Obsessed with the stage. Like, because we're, like, holding the mic
Pass
tighter
the mic.
Than each other.
That's what we did. We did it for the pageantry of it all.
Showbiz.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. That's who we are.
Well,
you know,
if you're going to do it, you know, I feel like you do it one time, or you have like three tattoos of rings on your finger.
Right.
Yeah, you know. You run out of fingers.
Now, I have to say,
only
like,
two fingers.
Two finger test.
I said the 10, did I say 10,000 lovers or like 10,000?
You said 10,000.
And, you know, been a romantic since the get go. We're little girls that want a prince, and I like completely have always like the first guy that I was like, this is it forever, which I was fine with. But when that didn't happen, I felt so empowered by having, I guess, being free enough to like more than one person and not be so demanding for the perfect person.
Yeah.
That I think it just made me appreciate more the person I met that I am with now.
Yeah.
So I would say 10,000, then find the one that you spend forever.
10,001?
Yes.
Like it.
That's actually an amazing answer to that question.
Yes. You guys just made me think about that. I'm like, I am a romantic deep down. But I, again, like, it was nice to love lots of people, too, and, like, appreciate them.
It's kind of like lungs
and their
vape
penises.
Pens.
It's a lot like, yes, the big penises, the lungs, and the vape pens.
And you know what, the big penis comment? I just have to say that because I've had friends really actually talk to me about small penises, and I've never talked to a friend about a person's small penis. I don't know if that's like a Southern thing where it's like dishonorable to like talk shit about somebody else. Mm. But I also have never like felt like, oh my God, this is not doable.
Yeah.
No
micros.
You've probably never been met with the extreme.
That's what I was gonna say. You're talking from experience, but I do have friends that are
those
like
eyes.
Yeah, like
those eyes.
I have had,
you said maybe I've never been met with the
and
extreme.
I think that's it, because when I've had the descriptions that friends have that have been really sorry guys, but almost traumatized, which I apologize to guys with what they described they had. But the friends that shared the small penis deal was like, really?
I've heard some stories from ladies about the micro situation, which I don't know. Is
like,
it
put it in?
Is it?
It
is.
Isn't.
It the per? I
what about
I
the extreme
like,
the other way though? I mean, is
right?
It, is
I don't.
It,
yeah, you're right. I don't want a gigantic
a foot. If we're dealing with a foot and some girth,
yeah,
talking about that Budweiser.
Oh, the other
girth.
Way. I thought you meant the other way, like with women. I've heard of women with like
massive
beef curtains.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yes. No.
I thought you were going to just say, like, I just heard it, like, massive cavity that, like, you can't do much.
Massive cavities, I think, are great, too.
I've heard guys not be into that.
Really?
Not into
that? What about?
Because it's, there's no
suck. No
there's
friction. Right. You got to get in the Greek oceans.
Yeah.
With Stamos.
Yeah.
I just had a vision of Stamos in the Greek ocean.
No, that's just, that's my, like, prejudice. I'm like, all vaginas are awesome. Lots of dicks suck.
Yeah. That's fair to take it down.
I feel
a
like
peg.
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
After the history. Come on, guys. You know the history of the world with women really get the short end of the dick.
For sure.
Guys, what has happened to me? I'm blacked out.
I see it in your eyes.
Have you ever been, I assume maybe you have seen lots of penises. You were in a locker room at the least, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we
I've seen a lot of my
grew
friends
up not seeing lots of
penises.
And so the first time, I assume that, the first time I did was at a strip show, a male strip show in Atlanta for a bachelorette party. And my mind, I went in very hesitantly. I was like, this is going to suck. I don't want to see male strippers. Now, it ended up being one of the most fun things I've ever done with fun. If you guys were with me, we would have had a blast. And it was, I had never, ever seen, like, I still haven't. Like the girth, and you said, like the length that is possible in the world of penis.
Well,
Mother
those
nature,
people
Mother
don't
nature,
get to have much sex.
They probably don't.
Most women are like, no.
No.
Get that, like, cannon away from me.
I might tug it off, but it's not going anywhere near my orifices. is what I would say if I were a powerful woman. I'd say, fuck it.
Interesting.
Maybe I'll tug it off.
Well, then, okay.
You think you're hot shit, John Hamm, with your big dick?
Oh. And your perfect smile?
Well, you know, these athletes, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just still talking about this, but
yes.
I had a boyfriend when I was a kid that was a bat boy for the Texas Rangers, and he said that in the locker room with all these professional baseball players, and they walk around, mm-hmm. and he said literally, like, it's like the his wrist size, they are like bats.
Mm.
And I assume they're all getting lots of play. I mean,
well, they definitely are. Yeah, sure.
I guess
professional
you just
athlete
work.
On the road.
Yeah, but they find the cavernous women of the night.
You'll see them with these tiny women. I mean, you might be right, but you'll see them with like,
yeah,
who knows?
Yep. Well, those women have dented cervixes.
Yes,
oh. We've heard about this.
Yes, the little dimpled cervixes.
I've not heard of this.
Like the Kirk Douglas dimple chin, but in the cervix.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, watch out. Look,
okay. Buyer beware.
It's also, yeah, length, girth. I mean, we're stretching, we're pushing. I also like to have a forgettable dick, you know? Something that's just like,
I think you have a great dick.
Thank you so much. But not something you would call.
I wouldn't go to a party and be like, that dick was small.
No, or you wouldn't go to a party and go, that dick was small.
Were you worried she was going to say the opposite? Like, no.
I would go to a party and be like, that dick was great.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah. See, that's it. That's
and I've
it.
Always said, mean. And I'll say it again, best vagina I've ever come across in my entire
oh,
life.
Oh, stop.
I've
Go
said
on.
It to you. You know.
It's got to be. You just said it. I mean, really, like when people talk about being married, and I'm like, if you're not having the best sex you've ever had with someone, I mean, that's a huge, it doesn't matter how in love you were with someone, that has to be a part of it. And it happens a lot of times because you love the person.
But. Yeah, physical and emotional, too. I think the emotional, giving a shit about someone and having sex with them always feels a little bit better, of course,
yeah.
for everybody involved. But I also think that the physical, I will say the first time that we did have sex, I walked away being like, holy hell, this vagina is.
Yeah, I rocked your world.
It was fucking special.
I also think of it fondly.
Yeah, right. I just saw a breakup tweet from one of my friends that says it's like every it was sort of like fuck having good sex because now I'm back with her. You know, it's like amazing sex. You know, have you ever seen that movie Modern Romance? Albert Brooks is like one of his first films. It's so
I know of it, but I've not seen it.
But it's really funny. It's on Netflix. I've only recently watched it because I love him and. It's so funny, and it's all about this. So he has this breakup, and he's just falling apart, and everything in his life. He's an editor, a film editor, which that's also funny. Revolves around this breakup, and it all comes back to like we don't really connect, but we have the best sex, you know, ever. And then when they communicate about it, that's what they really do connect on.
Yep.
So they're back, and it's really funny. But that's a 1980s film, and whatever, it's 2015, and it's exactly correct.
It still stands up.
Yes, it does.
You got to match the genitals and the mind.
Exactly. Modern Romance. That's how it works.
Yo.
I love the bell.
Yeah, the
Who
bell.
Who came up with the bell? Diana. See, I knew it.
No,
I'm
I think
sorry.
Taylor Moore.
Oh, he did. You're right.
Oh, really? Is Taylor a man or a woman?
He's a man.
Oh,
and
it's a man.
He was our first, he helped us get our podcast off the ground in the beginning, was our producer for
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, the bell was his.
I think actually you're right. You brought it here, but.
Oh, I bought
you
it
reminded
at Staples.
Me. Yes.
You bought
this bell.
So then my theory is correct. You brought it and you ring it.
You can ring my bell.
Ring my bell. La la. Ring a ring a ring.
There that is. All well, right. Now we want to do a little something called virtual sugar.
Mm.
That was Taylor Moore's kiss. Speaking of Taylor Moore.
Oh, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
R.I.P.
Taylor, good looking.
He's no longer with us.
Oh.
I mean, he lives, but he's not.
Taylor is good.
The phrasing of that, yeah.
Taylor's a nice Southern gentleman.
He is a Southern gentleman.
And his name is Taylor. Hence, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what we do here is we take a real OkCupid profile.
Okay.
But we do an improvised date.
Oh.
So Murph's going to play your date, and you're going to go on a date with him.
Okay.
So we got to pretend you're single for a moment.
Okay.
His name is Nashville Nate.
Nashville Nate?
Yeah. And you guys are going to a pie-eating contest.
Oh, my God.
And I might jump in and play other characters.
And he's Nashville Nate.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Did you guys just randomly pick up Nashville?
We try to pick a profile that matches you. So
oh
we
my
do a
God,
research,
you guys are so good.
Research.
We stocked
you. I
online.
Was like believing in God for a second. I still do believe in God. Oh, no. Sorry, we won't get into that. Sorry.
Let's get religious on this first date.
All right, date begins now.
Hey, Shanali, how are you?
What's going on, Nate?
Not too much. Just excited about this pie eating contest?
Yeah, did you? Well, I mean, I do love pie.
I came in second last year.
Are you kidding?
I'm ready this year. I trained all year.
What kind of pies do you like?
Blueberry.
Holy shit.
There's this thing called crack pie.
Oh, crack pie.
Milk. What? There's Mamafuku.
Yeah. What is that?
It's like a crusty thing. I don't know what's in it, but it's delicious.
All right, competitors, step up to the block. I'm putting your first pie down. It's blueberry. We'll start in three.
Oh, my God. Is that ours?
Yo,
one,
that's ours.
We made
two,
that together?
We made
three.
It together. Go.
We have a winner.
Oh.
Champions. Me, right?
Champions. Who?
Shanali, I'm the winner. Won.
I win pie eating contests.
I'm
all the
in
time.
Second again.
Nate, what was wrong? Why didn't you eat fast enough?
I was so hungry. I starved myself for the last week.
I don't know about second place pie eating winners. Like,
you're leaving me before it even begins. You know,
it's only just begun.
You embarrass me.
But Nate, can you tell me what you put into a pie? Like, how do you make pies?
The way I make my pies, I get a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
I go to the ShopRite and I get a pan that has like a crust in it already. You know,
oh,
like
you,
one of
you
those
buy the pre-made crust?
Who cares about the crust?
Are
I'm
you
talking
kidding
about the
me?
Filling. I want that natural filling. I get the crust. I smash
That's not
up.
A pie, my man.
Shit.
Are you kidding me?
Psst, well, how do you make
Shanali?
But you know, we can make crust together. If this, you know, like
if
I
this
could
works.
Teach you how to make a crust if you're willing to let me.
Yeah,
do that,
please, it Walter. Takes... What are you getting? Walter's. Well, you
I was
won.
Gonna tell the winner that she gets a gift certificate to go to the Olive Garden. I was gonna ask her if she's bringing you along.
Oh,
Walter.
I mean, Nate.
Breadsticks.
Nashville, Nate. I know that Nashville guys really like Olive Garden.
We dig it.
You know what? I could give you this gift certificate.
Give that's somehow more of a kick
oh,
in the
man,
dick than I expected.
Oh, man, she doesn't want to go with you.
Yeah, man. It's like, all
oh,
right,
shit.
Fine. I'll take my cousin. He fucking loves the Olive Garden, but it's not going to be a date. I got to explain again to the staff at the fine Nashville
Olive
Garden.
You know
what it
Garden. Is? The pre-made crust. That did me. I swear to God, I'm telling the truth. I'm just trying to be honest. Like, the pre-made crust,
It's fair. That's how I live my life. I live my life pre-made, you know? I don't fucking I get my clothes. I put them on. I don't make them myself. What am I?
All right, guys. Date's over.
Oh, Nate, that was nice. Thank you.
That was really sad. She wouldn't even go out with you again.
No. They don't all end with second dates. Sometimes it's just a one and done.
But the pre-made crust, you like...
I blew really it with the pre-made crust.
I promise you, like, any guy that's like, I can cook. I mean, that was a bit, the Jasper went, how he won me over. There were two things right then. I had dated a comedian. I was so high maintenance who couldn't eat any foods. Like, and granted, he had allergies, but it was just like the food Nazi. Like, we couldn't go anywhere. So in my head, I was like, I want to meet someone who could eat lots of food with me, and someone who would be comfortable traveling to India with me and just like deal, and someone who could cook. All these things this guy never could do, right?
Yep.
All of those things were like ding, 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 first date. Just to let you know, you guys that are thinking about dating someone like me, those things came out like literally Jasper named all. He's like, yeah, when I was in India for 6 months, I was like, you know, I'm sure he knew what he was doing, but
right.
Completely with like every point that I wanted.
He hit it.
He hit it all, and he was like, yeah. There was he would crack up right now. He's like, you're making me sound like a douchebag. But he was talking about making
great.
Pasta. I was like, you make homemade pasta? You make the
pasta.
I've
pasta.
Never done that.
No, me neither.
It just wins. Yeah. It's just
I
like,
know people who have.
Yeah, I know people have.
Not to bring.
That's as close as I've come.
I sort of don't have interest, but someone else making for me is awesome.
No, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I would be like, I'm a little more like Nate, and that's why we need a different type. Yeah.
I think that's fair. Yo, for those listening out there, don't homemake make sure you homemake your crusts.
Yes.
Your
it's such a big difference, literally.
Yeah. That date made me sad. You know what else makes me sad?
Having to say goodbye to Shanali.
Goodbye to Shanali.
Can we hang out all night?
Yes, please.
Oh my
we
God.
Got more makers here.
Our
drink.
Listeners do not have to say goodbye. They can head on over to ShanaliBomick.com.
Also, follow her everywhere @Shanali_.
Two new apps of her web series, Shayla Hates Celebrities, will be out in June. Get ready for that.
And of course, her awesome band, Tigers and Monkeys, they're working on a new release, so please keep your eyes and ears open for that.
I love you guys.
Plug, 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 plug.
Amazing.
Plug it up.
No one's that way.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Bic Hedy. That's Ooh. Ben Hosley. Ooh.
Ben!
The Haas, the Haas. And please, we got to thank our sweet mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Also, please tweet us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at menageatois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online at menageatoisradio.com. Goodbye.
Aw, goodbye. I'm going to reach out and touch you both now.
Please. Ooh, that's nice. You got warm hands.
Oh. I know.
It's hot in here. 2,000 degrees.
Under pressure.
Hey, brother.
Nobody bad.
That's okay.
Menage a Trois recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.